I'm so proud of this community, and I'm so grateful for all of you and the collaboration that we see here. When I came into this role as the director of the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services 5 years ago, Governor DeWine set forth a really clear but big charge, which was to make help more visible and accessible to people of all ages in Ohio. And that help is wide-ranging, and I see that help happening here in Lorain. And so I'll talk about this center for a minute, but you are leaders in prevention work, the work that I see happening to make sure that people who are well stay well, people of all ages, is tremendous. Access to care and making sure that people have recovery supports. You're building out that whole continuum. This is one piece that you're fitting into the work that is vitally needed. And so I'm grateful to work with Michael at the board, Don here at the Nord Center, the Cottaway, Dan and the team, but so many others in your community who are dedicated to this work every day. We're proud to also contribute financially to this work. Leading crisis services is an important part of what we needed to build in Ohio. We hadn't had an intentional strategic crisis infrastructure. And so making sure that people had a place to call, and we have 988, so 12,000 people a month are contacting 988 for help in Ohio right now. Making sure that we had a place for people to go and mobile crisis services was the next piece, and that's what you're building here. And it's not just for mental health, it's also for substance use disorder, it's not just for adults, it's for kids and families. And that is tremendous that you'll have this beacon here where people feel safe, respected, valued, and can see this vision for hope for the future. We're grateful to have the resources to lift these dollars up. We know that's not possible without the General Assembly, so I want to thank our partners in the General Assembly who are here for all that you've done to help us shepherd these resources into reality. And so to the Mannings, thank you so much to all of you who've participated in that. And then I want to thank the local partners too. The Adam Board, the philanthropic investment here is tremendous. And the county commissioners and local government investment too. This doesn't happen with one party. This happens with a community, and that's what Lorain is. So thanks for including us in this most important today. I felt a little bit like Christmas too. And so you guys are first to the line here in terms of this comprehensive work and the new dollars that are available. And so you should be really proud of not just what you're getting done, but how you're a leader in this space too.